Hey there, friends, it's Nick. This is episode 442 of the Story Hacker podcast. So yesterday I talked about mobjects, meaningful objects, and I in particular gave the example of this crappy chewed Bic biro that I have in my hand. And said yesterday it's the biro that I wrote my last birthday card to my dad, my last letter to my dad. And it's not just significant because of that, but it's because we knew it was Dad's last birthday. It was very obvious it was Dad's last birthday. That pen, or me through that pen, got to write some pretty significant stuff. And it's one of the reasons why I guess I've been able to cope with it better than I might have. So, yesterday when I told that story, if you listen to that episode 441, you won't have felt what I feel about that pen, but you'll have felt a shadow of it. You'll have felt something, and that will be dependent on your story. And I talked the other day, didn't I, about how, you know, when we're telling our stories, the place of power is the intersection between our story and our client's story, our customer's story, our prospect's story. It's where those two things meet. And what we did yesterday with that simple, true pen story is give it some value, give it some meaning, made it an object. And, you know, we can see this quite often in stories, of course. Most obviously, I guess, maybe in fantasy stories where, you know, you've got Excalibur, or you've got, you've got Bilbo's ring, or, you know, you've got these things that become imbued with a sense of meaning and significance and value. And, of course, when we're telling stories about our business, what we are always really trying to do is connect our products and our services, our philosophies, with things that have meaning and value and significance to our clients. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important that we try and go a bit deeper. I mean, of course, it does depend. It does depend on the business you're in. Okay, so years and years ago, I had a client who was a textbook manufacturer. They literally made the books that help students pass exams here in the UK. And, they had some really aspirational ideas about how they could connect with their customers. And some of them were good, and some of them were just so divorced from reality. You know, there are some businesses, of course, where the customer just wants to get in and out. I'm working with a utility at the moment here in the UK, and it's a challenge, I guess, for, you know, when I think about my work in relation to their work, when most of their customers come into contact with them, most of the customers, frankly, would prefer to be doing something else, right? So, you know, you balance. This is always, always a balance. But, you know, my clients tend to be people who are creating things and making meaningful changes in their clients' lives. These are the people I aspire to work with. And in those cases, what we want to do is we want to tell stories that connect our values. Connect our values and our, that was an unexplained dry cough, by the way, but I think I'm fine because I haven't seen anyone. connect our values and our products and our services with their values. Now, you know, the way that you reacted to that pen story might depend on whether you like your dad, whether your dad is still alive, you know, how he died, the your propensity for Mont Blanc pens, all these kind of things matter. They make a difference. But it's one of those things where, for some of you listening to that podcast yesterday, you will end up being more connected to me and my work because there is something there that's shared. Maybe you've lost your dad. Maybe you've lost your mum. But there's something there that is human. And it's about more than the pen, right? The little bits. This is what I was saying yesterday. The You know, we live in two worlds. We live in the scientific world that can be measured. You know, this pen is made of this substance, it has so many atoms, all this kind of stuff. You know, you can measure things. But story is really the sea that we're swimming in. Most things have no significance at all. And some things, like this crappy pen, have way more significance. And the way that we figure that out is through the stories we tell ourselves about the things around us, about how they relate to our goals and our beliefs and our philosophies and what have you. So I just wanted to say that today. I wanted to round off this Mobjects thing, because if you can get that into your messaging, that idea of connecting. And I'm not, all right, I'm nearly finished, but I'm not, you know, so traditional advertising would connect us in a much sort of blunter way. So for example, if you see over your lifetime 500 adverts for a deodorant, and what happens in the advert is basically the guy buys the deodorant, puts it on his body and gets the girl. Eventually that association will be in your head. You know, and there's very little defense against that kind of thing. But it's also relatively brittle as an association. You know, if another product comes along that does it slightly better, or does it in a funny way or something, you know, it's fairly changeable. What I'm talking about here is connecting on a deeper level, you know, thinking about your customers and your clients on a deeper level. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about the difference between customers and customer, and how we can use that with our business and when we're telling our stories. All right. Anyway, in any case, if you make objects meaningful, you make your products and your services meaningful, your story will mean business. Thanks for listening. Bye now.